Cambridge, KVNZ, Edinburgh.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Love Line.
Yep, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And Anne, is Sophia Coppola coming in tomorrow night, or is that up in the air? Yeah?
There we go.
There we go. All right, Dr. Drew's mic is on, and we'll find out about that tomorrow or sometime tonight. But let's get to the business at hand. Stone Temple Pilots are our guests tonight. Robert DeLeo is in here. Scott Weiland will be in here in just a few minutes. He's attending the Laker game, which should be wrapping up about now. So,
what's going on out there, Lakers? You're not watching, yeah.
It's good.
I think they were up a point.
Whatever.
Good radio.
2 points.
Listen, I'm hoping they don't win just to make it an interesting series. I mean, you know, my mom and grandma, you know, you ever talk to women about basketball, older women, and
right.
They go, well, it's just not fair. They put a big fella right there under the basket. They toss him the ball, and he drops it into the hoop. And you think to yourself, oh, Jesus, Grant, you don't understand. There's elbows flying. There's hips flying. There's other big guys muscling him out of position. There's 3 seconds in the key. There's the picks and give and goes and all that kind of stuff. But now when I see Shaq, and I see the Lakers, and I see them playing a lot of their teams, I'm starting to hear my grandma's voice in my head. Put a big fella in there, they toss him the ball, and either they foul him or he makes the basket hoop.
Absolutely.
You know, they do like redundant toss, yeah. Old people. Mm-hmm. They make the touchdown score. So I'm starting to think that way with the Lakers. And even though I was born and bred in Los Angeles and I'm a Lakers fan, I'd like to see an interesting series. So I wouldn't mind if they lost tonight. But let's talk about the Stone Temple Pilots. The CD is 4. We're going to hear something off of that. And where are you guys heading? And because I know you got a tour starting. I think it's on my birthday, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Is that May 27th in Boston?
Actually, we start May 20th.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not my birthday.
Next week.
Well, I'll have you know,
hold on.
I've been looking for a hot shaving dispenser for a week now.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Well, keep looking, buddy.
And if the thing to release gel, forget it.
Oh, really?
You're not getting that
I
one.
I can't fit my edge cam
into no
that heater.
Thing.
All right. Well, enough about my birthday. The tour starts the 20th, and I'm looking at the dates here. This is going to be... you're going to have your work cut out for you.
Absolutely. It's about time. It's been a while.
You looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. And Scott is in... I wish he was here to tell you himself.
Well, he will be.
Very good health right now.
That's good. Now, how long has he been out of the pokey?
Boy. Looking at my manager right now.
6 months? 8 months?
Yeah, about six months. Five, six months.
And yeah. he was in for about 5, 6?
Yeah, he was in there about 5, 6.
And, I mean, tell me what you think about it. I had a friend go into prison for about 5, 6 months for drugs. And now, looking back on it, it was probably the best thing that happened to him.
Yeah, it seems to be working. I think, hopefully, Scott didn't just get new ways to masturbate out of it. You know what I mean?
Well, that could have been a plus as well.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think keeping off drugs is something that he needs... I told him the other day that when he is on drugs, he cannot handle it. He's a different person.
Right.
He's a different something.
Right.
And he needs to the best he can to stay off of it. And going to jail for doing drugs is something I don't think he enjoys. I mean, getting to that point where he is literally going behind bars for drugs, I think he will agree that it's not, you know, where he wants to be in his life.
Well, we had this discussion, I think it was last week, when Todd, who came in here, whose attorney came in here?
Todd McCormick?
Todd McCormick, the pot farmer with the chronic cancer guy, came in here, Woody Harrelson, all those guys.
Mm.
And we were talking about drugs, and we all think they should be legalized for the most part. And I don't like to see people in prison for drugs, but once in a while it saves someone's life.
Sure.
I mean, if they were just going to basically implode on the outside and there's no force that can get them to stop, then when they're in there...
Yeah, it sucks that the criminals that go to jail don't get reformed, you know. A lot of people go to jail for far worse things and come out, you know, committing the same crimes.
Right.
And that's a shame. As far as...
Shame that they're let out?
What's that?
A shame they're let out or shame they're...
No, it's a shame that they don't, you know, aren't rehabilitated.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I think some of them are. I think you don't tend to hear about them quite as much, but you certainly hear about the repeat offenders.
Right.
But be that as it may, we won't spin off that far in that direction. We want to talk about the tour and the album and all that good stuff. And we'll take some phone calls. We'll hear some stuff from Stone Temple Pilots. Hmm?
Drew?
They're watching that game like it's...
Okay. Yeah, what is the game almost over, Ann?
Going to overtime.
Oh, really? How much time? What's the score?
Which one?
Lakers are up. Suns getting the ball back. They got one last chance.
97.
How much time?
2 seconds, Drew.
2 seconds.
All right. All right, we'll hop on the phone. Joey?
Joey?
Yes.
You're 22. What's up?
Ah, yeah. How you guys doing? First time caller. Listen to the show all the time. I had to say that.
Great.
Cool. What?
No, I'm going to get to the point. When I get an erection, when I'm with my girlfriend and she turns around and I get an erection, after I leave, if we don't have any physical contact or anything, after I leave and I start to lose my erection, it's like I have, like I either need to orgasm or I have to go to the bathroom. There's like, it like leaks out, I guess you could say, a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah.
But it's only after I have the erection and after it's going down. It's not during. It's not before. It never happens any other time except for when my erection is going down.
When it's going down. That's interesting.
We don't get this.
You know what I suspect?
Much.
I suspect it's in the plumbing. It's in the pipes. It's just sort of.
I do have a small bladder. I don't know if that has anything.
No,
to do with
it's not
it.
Urine. It's semen. I'm sure of it because pre-cum is very common. I suspect it's just sort of sitting. The pipes are primed. And okay. Then when they sort of contract, something leaks out.
Well, maybe it's just gravity. Maybe when the penis starts heading down toward terra firma, the semen just starts seeping out.
Okay, because I do, this is another personal thing.
Right. Only six minutes in the show and you punched a mic. Usually about the 8 or 10 minute mark.
Well, I mean, it takes me forever to finally reach orgasm.
That's nice.
But just it's like pre-ejaculation.
That's what it is.
There's a little bit. Is there anything I can do for that? Or
yes, put some tissue in your underpants before you go to your girlfriend's
house. No, it is normal and everyone gets it.
Okay, because this is like, it never really happens.
All right. Oof. This guy's very concerned about the 3 droplets of clear fluid that come out of his penis after he's had a sustained erection. He could wax on. He could do a good 2-hour set on just his penis and the fluid that drips out on the way home. Fisher?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I was at a party last week, and I got pretty messed up, and I blacked out and ended up waking up the next morning upstairs, which was 2 floors up from where I'd been. And then I went to school Monday, and my friend told me that I'd been raped.
Yeah. He's probably just screwing with you. I tell all my friends who get drunk and pass out they were raped.
This guy reminds me of the bogus caller that was attacking you the other night.
Yeah.
But I was chatting with somebody in the chat rooms and came across a guy that knew the guy that called you.
Ooh.
And he said he's from Simi Valley. He's 26. Did that guy sound 26 to you?
No, not chronologically.
He's not like 17 at most.
Anyway,
this is another bogus call.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Fisher.
I just want to say you are a genius, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are a man god. I hope to be like you someday.
Most gods are men, but thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you there, Fisher. Good luck with the rape.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Scott, nice to meet you.
So you'll never guess what happened. So I'm walking over here, you know, and I get stuck in quicksand. And Mary throws a stick at me. And then I sink down, there's nothing but my hat left.
Were you just a pinwheel?
Because you're struggling. You should have held still. No, I heard that last night, your little quicksand thing.
You know, it was really weird. I walked into my writer's room at the Man Show today and started yelling at them about quicksand and why we don't have more things written about quicksand. And when you were talking about it just now, that's where I was remembering it from. So I thought to myself, how the hell did you hear that? And I forgot. Yeah, it's the radio.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, I'm glad
the Lakers
you're here.
Won, man. The last 2 seconds of the game, we won. We won.
You were in the car driving back.
Yeah, I was at the game. And, gosh, man, I hate when they throw those close ones like that. Kill me. Little mini strokes, you know?
Yeah. They were up pretty good in the third quarter, I think, and then they started coming down a little towards the end.
Yeah, the foul shooting just started, they started sort of missing those free throws.
No, they sent the Shaq to the line.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is from a geometry standpoint as far as why tall guys can't hit the free throws. You know what I mean? I mean, why would that? I mean, look at it this way.
For some reason, they can't, like, make watches. You know what I mean? The small muscle coordination ain't there the same way.
Yeah, you may have a point, or maybe they just don't have to buy watches. They just kick the small guy's ass and take the watch. But
right.
A midget couldn't hit a free throw. You know what I mean? A midget wouldn't have an advantage over a guy who was 5'10 or 6 foot tall. So why does a guy who's 7 foot have a disadvantage over a 6 foot guy?
I don't. You know what? It's strange when you watch him and you're right. You know, at that court level, he doesn't get any arc on it.
No, he's
at all. It's straight. Front. It's like half the time it hits the front of the rim and bounces off. And I don't think it has to do only with the size, because like Luke Longley, who plays for Phoenix, is 1 inch taller than Shaq, and he's got a nice arc, you know, in his shot.
But, well, white guys have to be able to make free throws or they drum them out of the league.
But it's just, he's so dominating, though, that it's just incredible to watch someone that huge, that quick and agile. It's just amazing.
Yeah, he is an incredible athlete. And I don't know, I watched the games, and he throws that big Shaq ass into people and starts backing them into the paint. And
you know what
your defense is? You got to fall down on the ground and start biting his calf. I mean, that's like your only thing that's going to keep him out. And then you get a foul, and then he goes to the line, and then the game's over, unless he misses, 10 out of 13 or something.
Yeah, I think he had like almost 40 points
tonight. Oh, my God.
Well, he just won his MVP.
MVP.
All right. So, Scott, thanks for... We expected you in about an hour because we just saw the game end on the television.
You know what?
I was putting bets on 10:30.
I made a promise. And these days I try to say what I mean and mean what I say. So.
Well, that's refreshing. How was the pokey?
Oh, jail.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about that Hawaiian raw tuna dish.
That's pokey pokey.
Yeah. Jail, you know what? It's not a great place to spend time. I was very fortunate that I have a good relationship with the people that run the Impact Drug and Alcohol Program in Pasadena. And they have a rather, it's a very experimental program within the L.A. County Jail system that is sort of overseen by Sheriff Baca and the sheriffs. And when you're allowed to go into that program, do your time in there, it's in really sort of a clinical setting. So you're working with counselors from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. That's what most of your day is spent in group, doing book study and that. And working on getting into the solution instead of just sitting around commiserating about the problem. So I was really... fortunate to be able that the judge gave me that opportunity. Now, like Robert Downey could have been given that opportunity to stay there because he was there at one time, but unfortunately, for whatever political reasons existed in that particular courtroom, that he wasn't as lucky. But I was.
Yeah. So you're not in with the rapists and the arsonists and the murderers.
Well, no, there are people in there who have committed some pretty. Awful things in their time, but you know what? It's just to say it doesn't mean that one person is any worse than the other, because any person who is severely addicted to drugs, I'm just fortunate. I make a lot of money. You know, I didn't have to go to those lengths that a lot of people have to go to stay well and to not be sick. there are people that are really good people that in their disease are capable of doing just about anything at any given time. And some of those people have stooped to that level. And it's not, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're a bad person. It means that they suffer from a really bad disease.
Yeah, well, what choice do you have? I mean, if you have no money and no means and you're starting to go through withdrawals or you're starting to get the shakes or you're starting to, I mean, you're in a lot of pain. Physically,
it's more than just the, I don't want to speak for you, but it's more than just the pain. It's a some level a belief that you're going to be destroyed without the drug.
Yeah, definitely.
You literally, it's a
panic.
Survival instinct.
Well, the point is you don't have any money. You think you're going to die. You need the drugs, and you start doing things that you never would have dreamt of doing.
Right.
And I don't know what percentage of crime is based on that, but I would say a lot of it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like 80 to 90 in a lot of
years.
Yeah.
Well, think about what desperate acts so much of the crime is. I mean, think about something like carjacking.
Right.
Think about something like running into a liquor store and jumping behind the counter or holding someone up at the ATM or a home invasion or something. I mean, those aren't guys that are cracking a safe or, you know, timing the Brinks truck. I mean, that's just desperate
quick money.
Desperate quick things by desperate people, and you don't get desperate that way unless you put the drugs behind it.
Exactly.
Tony?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Hey. Okay, ever since I've been to college, like I just started college, and I've been having like total promiscuous sex. I don't know what my problem is. Before the past 4 months, I had to be in a relationship with somebody, and now I'm here at college, and it's just like I've had sex with a lot of guys in the past couple months, and it's like nothing to me. I mean, either when I'm drunk or when I'm sober, and it's just so easy. And I'd have to be like emotionally involved with the person.
I don't understand
it.
How many are we talking about here?
It's just a number. It doesn't matter. But I don't understand why I'm doing it.
Well, listen, Miss Coy.
If it doesn't matter, then just throw it out there.
Well, I can say for myself, I went through a period of time when I was in high school and the first couple of years in college when I was pretty promiscuous. And after, like, doing a lot of sort of thinking about, you know, as I got older, why it was, I definitely came to figure out through inventory that I was trying to overcompensate for feelings that I had kind of had for a lot of years as a person, feelings that I didn't really feel comfortable about inside. And so my actions were like an overcompensation to try to get rid of those negative feelings that I had inside.
Hmm.
You think you're doing that?
I don't know. I'm just like a guy without a penis. Like, I totally
feel
like
me too.
A guy now. I don't know what my problem is.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, listen. Hey, Tony, tell us approximately so we can figure out what's going on, how many guys in that period of time.
Okay, like in the last 2 months, it's been 6 guys.
Oh, my God.
I know. And before that, I was like Mother, Virgin, Mary, Princess of the
I know. Earth. But listen, 6 does not make a slut anyway.
Do you use protection?
Yes, of course. But in 2 months.
Yeah.
That's a lot for me, especially since I was just like a little baby girl yesterday and I'm in college screwing all these guys.
All right. Well, why don't you slow down a little bit?
I don't know.
Well, you think you can do it?
I think I'm a nymphomaniac. I mean,
well,
I totally love sex now.
All right. Here's the deal. If you're a sexual compulsive, usually the most common road to that behavior is sexual abuse in childhood.
Never had any of it.
Is there addiction in your family, alcoholism?
My mother.
All right, so maybe you're an alcoholic addict, and maybe this is the way. Alcoholics have very responsive brains when they find ways to make themselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
If they find their way to drugs, alcohol, sex, those things really do make you feel really good. And if you're carrying around a lot of negative feelings and you come upon one of these solutions, they become sort of compulsively entrenched.
So you think I'm taking, like, negative feelings that I'm having that I really don't, subconscious feelings that I'm having?
Well, not subconscious. You're just avoiding them. Maybe it's depression. I don't know what it is. You're just avoiding some feelings, and you're an addict, and you found sex as a way of dealing with that.
Maybe you should try practicing masturbation more often. There's not as much guilt associated with it.
Well, I live in the freaking dorms. I have a roommate. I mean, not that easy.
Oh, listen, you women can do it very quietly.
The only place we have to do it here is the showers, and it's just not fun.
Do it at nighttime while your roommate's asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
She's not interested in change.
No.
Did you hear that?
Sure. Know what's funny about being a woman is you have that awesome responsibility of having to sort of govern the amount of people you have sex with. It's like working at a Baskin-Robbins.
I know.
And the manager's out of town, and it's like you could just eat all day. Every flavor, every scoop, the waffle cone, the sugar cone, get out the whipped cream. You can do whatever you want. You have to limit yourself.
You have the good hand.
I believe that just an average-looking girl could go into just about any place and get laid four times more often than, like, the best-looking guy.
Well, it's infinity versus a fixed number.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Listen, she could get one of the Sheen brothers if she wanted to. I mean, you know what I mean? They can get celebrities if they want. Oh, yeah, and like on a college campus, go to a couple of fraternity parties. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Eyes are open.
Yeah, that's me.
What's up? You're 18.
Not much. First, I got to give up the obligatory shout to everybody. You guys all kick ass collectively.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But the problem is my girlfriend and I had sex probably a week or two ago now, and everything was fine during, like, for both of us, everything was all good, and at the end of it, there was just a lot of blood, like, everywhere, all over the sheets and everything like that.
That's all right. Was there a period coming up?
Definitely not. It had ended, like, a week before.
Well, it's not uncommon to stimulate bleeding. It really isn't. It doesn't mean anything specific.
I mean, everything's been fine since then, so we've been kind of... not been worried about it, but it was just, I mean, it was very, very odd at the time.
She ought to have a routine. The fact that it was just after the conclusion of her period and the sheer volume is a little unusual, but just a routine kind of health screening is all she needs. Okay?
All right. Can I just throw in, like, a kind of rider question on there?
Sure.
Totally unrelated, but I was wondering, like, kind of physiologically what the effects of ecstasy are. Like, I was thinking about trying it, and I'm very afraid of it.
You know, the main problem with it is that even after modest exposure, and again, what that number is and how much that is, nobody knows at this point, there is overwhelming evidence of significant brain damage in the parts of the brain that are responsible for mood and memory. The National Institute of Drug and Alcohol Abuse are going to come out with a major campaign showing PET scans of brains and how the function has changed after exposure to ecstasy.
Besides, sometimes really embarrassing things tend to happen, like you sleepwalk in the middle of the night, stand in the middle of your living room and pull down your pants and urinate. Yeah,
you did that.
I did that before.
This depends on what ecstasy you're getting too.
Pure MDMA is what I'm talking about.
You get the stuff with PCP, and I don't think you'll ever do it again.
Yeah, but pure MDMA is what does the damage.
You know what's interesting about guys? I don't think women do this, but when a guy gets really effed up, kind of blacks out, and does something in the middle of the night, it involves urine. It always involves urine.
Does,
I've had guys pee on their girlfriends, guys pee on their pets.
Turntable.
Yeah. Drew's roommate in college lifted the lid of the turntable and started urinating all over his Molly Hatchet. I don't know what you had. I think you had some, like, Sugar Loaf or Joni Mitchell on there. I mean, guys just start urinating places. That penis becomes, it's worse than a car in the hands of a drunk driver. It can kill people.
Yes.
It's always funny. I don't think women,
never heard of that.
Women get effed up and might wet the bed.
Right.
Right.
But if they did get up, they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Guys get out of bed.
It's always field day.
Walk over to the Cuisinart and start peeing on that.
Yeah. The traveling show.
Yeah. That's bizarre. It's like half on the bean bag, half on the cat, the other half in the toaster oven. Then I'm getting back into bed. I'm going to go to sleep.
Would it be urinating or would it be marking?
I think if you do it in more than two places, it's considered marking.
Also, it's always very orderly. It's not that they're falling around or hostile. They're going around and leaving their mark.
It takes some skill to urinate on a turntable, Drew, right?
You have to lift that lid.
You have to lift the lid, which I'm guessing he mistook for the toilet lid.
Yeah, toilet seat.
You're lucky you didn't have to go number two. All right. Stone Temple Pilots are here. Number four is the CD, and we're going to be back and hear something off of that after this. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Gru. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Coldfront, with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W, Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits, the best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you most, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Avon SkinSoSoft Bug Guard Plus keeps the bugs off and the sun away. Vitamin E and aloe are good for skin. Sea-free formulas bad for bugs.
Oh, there ain't no ticks on me. There may be ticks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no ticks on me.
For skin so soft, talk to your Avon representative or 1-800-4-AVON.
Hi, I'm Serenity, and these are my friends, Missy and Stephanie. You know, a lot of things happen to us every day that we have no control over. But HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases aren't things that just happen to you. You do have a choice. You can choose to use a condom, have safe sex, and take control of your life. Asking for a condom isn't stupid. It's smart. It shows that you care about yourself and your partner. You can do something about sexually transmitted diseases. Use a condom. Every partner. Every time. We do.
A message brought to you by Wicked Pictures and AIDS Project Los Angeles.
Oh, come on. Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken. Everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Byron from Judge Roughneck for Corona Beer.
I always knew that you would like it. I always knew that it was the things that I do. Over the head, the way you make it. If it's hot, it will be cool. You like it.
Make your own waves with Corona and Corona Light, imported by Barton Beer Chicago.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. You can feel it in the air. The days are getting longer. Birds are chirping. And the grass is growing greener. This can mean only one thing. It's the season once again to disintegrate every living thing within a square mile of your car with scorching car audio from Audio King. Yes, the Rock in the Summer event is back at Audio King. So get down here, because there's never been so much cool stuff going on at one place ever in all of history. For instance, we're in a brand new PT Cruiser featuring a complete Panasonic system. Enjoy our best car audio prices of the season. Compete in a DB Drags car audio contest and see the vast tent sale. Purchase cassette decks starting at $79 and in-dash CD decks starting at $119 with free installation. Boom, boom, with your choice of Rockford Fosgate or Kenwood subs, buy one, get one free. Then, see how birds drop from the sky and flowers burst into flames when you drive by with your new stereo from Audio King. Rock into summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Audio King. I'm Tom Shane, and we've got a special Mother's Day necklace this year, which we designed ourselves. It's freshwater pearls going all the way around her neck, and it's priced at $125. The center has some 14-karat gold links, which accent a single dangling pearl that's teardrop-shaped. You get a choice of white pearls or black pearls. Either necklace is $125. This necklace can be worn both with casual clothing and for dress. So you know, Mom, we'll get a lot of wear out of this. A Shane Company pearl necklace is styled so it'll be different from her friends, yet always be in good taste. Every time she puts it on, she'll remember that you gave it to her for Mother's Day, and there's no better way to show her how much you appreciate her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, in Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
It crashed into America with 150-mile-per-hour winds. Trees were uprooted like they were toothpicks. Metal roofs wadded up like tinfoil. Homes became debris. Hurricane Andrew was the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. In the aftermath of Andrew, many heroes emerged, and one hero may have been overlooked, the United States Census. Thanks to your answers on the census, precise census maps have been drawn to depict where homes once stood. Census information helped direct emergency services personnel to where temporary shelters should go. Census information even helped to support the need for disaster assistance funds. The census occurs but once every 10 years, and your answers help provide a plan for the future, or for a flood, a tornado, or even a hurricane. Census 2000. This is your future. Don't leave it blank. Paid for by Census 2000.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. First, Al Gore secures Fatboy Slim's Praise You as a campaign theme song. Now he's hooking up with R&B legend Stevie Wonder and rocker Lenny Kravitz. The musical superstars will play the Gala 2000 fundraiser on May 24th at the MCI Center in Washington, D.C. The evening is being described as a tribute to President Clinton and will raise money for the Democratic Nation Committee. Tickets for the show are going for a minimum $50 contribution to the DNC and are available through the website at democrats.org/Gala2000. President Clinton and Democratic presidential candidate Al Gore are expected to attend the show. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And Alternative Classics Zone 105.
The summer tours are coming, and we know you need some tickets. You got a list of a bunch of different shows that you want to see, and you don't have cash for all those tickets. Some of the shows you want to see aren't even in Minnesota. My friend, you got yourself a dilemma.
Oh, what to do? What to do?
We here at Zone 105 want to help. We want to send you on an Alternative Classic vacation to see Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in the Windy City, Chicago.
Father of mine.
Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia pick a winner at random. Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in Chicago. From great clips, great seats. Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, the man show is going to start in a few minutes, kiddies. Just thought I'd give you a little heads up there.
Whatever.
Scott Weiland and Robert DeLeo are all here from Stone Temple Pilots. Number 4 is the name of the new CD. We'll hear something off that. I think we'll take a call, then we'll hear something off the CD. I was driving home last night from the radio station here, Drew, about 12 and change in the evening, and I noticed a spider crawling along my windshield right in front of me, right?
Inside
right,
or outside?
Right, I say. outside, because on the inside I wouldn't be here. Yeah. I was turned into the bay.
Okay.
Try to drown the spider. I've done that before. But I noticed it, and I thought, that's funny, because I'm driving, and my window's rolled up, and it's out there, and I'm doing about 35, and that thing's going to go flying off any second now.
Made it all the way home.
I don't know where it came off, but I got onto the on-ramp, and I got onto the 10, and I got it wound up to about 85, and the thing was still on there. And it was just, it was yelling like mother effer and spider the whole time. I couldn't figure out what was going on, but it was on a piece of glass. And it was toward the top, but it was right where I could see it, right in front of me, and I was literally over 80 miles an hour. Did not come off. And I thought eventually it probably did come off. It was sort of crawling toward the roof. But how does it do that? It was on glass. I mean, it wasn't like, it was a piece of leather or something, or burlap or something,
right,
or wood or anything. It was glass. And I was over 80, and it was just hanging. I mean, it was really hanging tough, but it was hanging. And I thought, I wish I could do that.
Didn't Spider-Man climb buildings?
Yeah.
Kind of the same principle.
Same thing. He got the high dose of gamma radiation, which, as you know, either kills you or...
turns you into half a spider. Or you start growing. You get
huge. That's right. You get huge, too. All right, so let's talk to Amber over here. Were you talking to Amber?
No, senses are tingling.
You know,
I know. Yeah. Amber?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
I've been with this guy for 2 years.
over 2 years, and we were sexually active, but lately he wants to have anal sex a lot, and, you know, I don't mind, I let him or whatever, but I want it in this one position that makes me have an orgasm really quick.
What's that?
It's like I'm on top of him, and I, like, put my arm around him, and I, like, pull him up towards me. And
Yeah, she's on top, and then he, like, sits up, right?
Yeah, kind of, but I'm, like, holding him up.
Sure, that's our position.
Oh, you and I, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when we travel.
Yeah.
And he's like...
So you always turn away from me.
Well, because I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of my love. And the TV's on. All right, so, yeah.
He doesn't want to do it, and I'm like, well, he let me do it, like, I, like, finally discovered this position, and I, like, love it so much. And then I, like, want to do it, and then he, all of a sudden he's like, I don't want to do that because it makes me feel like a bitch. I'm like, what are you talking about?
He is a world-class dick.
And I'm, and then so we got in this huge fight, and I'm like, I'm not having sex with you anymore.
Now, this is very interesting, because what he wants then is to put her in this totally demeaning, dependent position.
Totally. Right.
As opposed to sort of mutual position, where she has some capacity to be present and in control. He can't tolerate that.
Yeah.
I think it's past the sex at that point.
Oh,
it's more
of
a
domination.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's, any guy's like, if you're in an intimate relationship, it's like, you're in a pretty lucky situation if you ever get to have it that way at once in your life. I mean, for him to sort of suggest that that's how he likes to have sex is definitely pretty strange. And the fact that you're aware of a way that stimulates you and you're able to reach orgasm easiest, I would think that he would be happy to please you in that way, because what seems to make most guys, happy in the sexual way is when they know that they're, getting their woman that they love off. I mean, that makes a man...
I don't think it's sex at that point, though. I think it's a matter of maybe you should ask him what he really thinks of women.
Yeah.
As a woman. I think it's not even about the sex at that point. It sounds like he's making you out to be something that's...
Maybe it's something that happened to him when he was younger or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just based on this information alone, we're deeming this guy an a-hole and telling you to possibly break up with him. We don't like him. Listen, my theory, and I've told this to Drew many times, the guys are obsessed with anal sex. They're not obsessed with the sensation of anal sex. They're obsessed with degrading women and the fact that the women don't want to do it. And a lot of guys just try to get women to do stuff they don't want to do.
Absolutely.
For me, it's everything.
Well,
holding hands.
It's interesting. The reason he doesn't want to engage in a situation where there's mutuality is he feels like a woman.
Right.
Which is, what could be worse than that?
Oh.
Yeah, what could be worse
and
than that?
So you have an orgasm in that position, right? Oh, son of a bitch. Anything. You know what? This guy doesn't know how good he has it,
right.
Because
right.
We got to do the sex and then it's down in the basement for a half hour. You know what I mean? I mean, most women get off orally, and they can enjoy the intercourse, but eventually, you want to finish the job, you got to get down there and get busy. And, Jesus, if you're getting off and you're just sitting on it, all the guy's got to do is sit up for 3 minutes. I mean, for Christ's sake.
What a bitch.
Yeah, he's got it made.
Man.
All right, Amber, we don't like this guy. What's he do for a living?
He goes to college.
He does what?
He goes to college.
College?
Yeah.
You're counting welding school as college? Or is it real college?
What do you mean college?
Uh-huh. He plays basketball. He plays basketball at college.
Junior college?
No.
All right. All right, Amber?
Yeah.
We don't like his style.
Oh.
And any guy on the basketball team that's trying to put his Pepe in my a-hole is not a good guy. That guy's got to be hung. He's on the basketball team, right?
New guy. There's someone out there that'll treat you better.
He's not a point guard, is he?
No.
What position?
He's center.
Center. Oh. he's got to be at least 6'8", right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although we've met people who've been with centers.
He's got a big...
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of Shaq. hey, Amber?
Yeah.
Okay, keep him away.
Thanks.
All right, there. We were talking to... who was that?
Holly
Robinson Pete?
Was it her?
Yeah.
She was, yeah.
She married Rodney Pete, I think. Anyway, I don't know what we were talking about. Jeez, I hope Shaq's still in the locker room. But we're on the TV show, and I don't know what I was talking about. I mean, I said, imagine this Shaq with his penis out chasing around the apartment. I mean, what a nightmare that would be for a young lady. And, you know, Holly is probably 5'4", and she leaned over during the commercial and said, I used to date Shaq. And I went, oh, my condolences to your vagina. And she said, no big deal. So I was like, oh, my God. And then a big high five by me and Drew. I thought, yeah.
There's a guy.
There's a guy.
Right, right.
That's right. $30 million a year. Still can't do anything. All right. Well, we're going to hear a song from Stone Temple Pilots. What do you say?
Good.
All right. You queued up there, Anderson? Yes. This is Sour Girl.
Hey, what are you?
is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
School today, Rebecca?
We learned what the Earth was like a long time ago, way back in the 1990s.
Oh.
Grandpa, did you ever taste water?
Oh, my, no. By the time I was a boy, water, if you could find it, was pretty much unfit to drink. But I hear tell, long ago, children used to make lemonade with actual tap water and drink it on hot, sunny days.
Really?
Yeah, and sometimes they'd fill balloons with water and toss them at each other and laugh. Or run through the sprinkler singing and carrying on. And then after a day of playing, the folks would put them in a tub, fill it with water and bubbles and scrub them till they were squeaky clean.
Wow. Why didn't people try to save the water?
Well, I guess they didn't think one person could make a difference.
Thousands of Americans make a difference every day. For example, over 900 million tons of untreated sewage is no longer discharged into our nation's waters. A message from ECHO, the Earth Communications Office. Okay, class. This part of the museum is known as the Hall of Trees.
Trees?
Large plants that once covered much of the Earth. This is a full-scale model of a maple tree.
What are those green things?
Those were called leaves. They took in sunlight, nourished the tree, expelled oxygen, creating air for people to breathe.
People didn't breathe out of the air tanks?
No, then the air was everywhere. The sky was blue, even the ocean was blue.
The ocean was blue?
And filled with fish.
Fish.
When you protect the Earth, you protect your health and that of your children. We're making progress. There has been a significant improvement. 20 years ago, air pollution in Los Angeles exceeded health standards on 4 out of every 5 days. But we still have a long way to go. Here's the Hall of Weather. Press that button and you'll hear a rainfall.
Rain.
Without rain, a flower couldn't grow.
What's a flower?
One person can make a difference. A message from ECHO, the Earth Communications Office.
Personally, I'm so sick of hearing about the environment.
I know. What's everyone so worried about?
51 million Americans live in areas where the air is officially classified as unhealthy to breathe.
It's a big world, and it's been here a long time.
Yeah, we're talking years and years and years.
The Center for Disease Control says that 94,000 people get sick every year from contaminated water. 900 of those people die.
It's all in their heads.
It's media hype.
The average American dumps at least 20 pounds of household toxins down the drain every year, most of which ends up in the drinking water supply.
Personally, I drink tap water. I mean, it's not like we're in Bangladesh.
Personally, I feel fine. I mean, I ask you, seriously, who's really getting hurt here?
5.8 million children died last year as a result of unsafe drinking water.
Not me, or my kids, right, Billy? Billy, where are you?
Can one person make a difference? Today, 66% of our rivers and lakes are safe for fishing and swimming. A third more than in 1970. One person can make a difference. A message from ECHO, the Earth Communications Office.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets, put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Gee, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, sex will drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Get something
for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door, two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
I feel a lot of love in the room tonight. We got time for a few requests right now.
Don't know that one.
Well, let's try another song about Prickly, the dead porcupine who uses CollegeClub.com.
No way!
There once was a porcupine who studied at school. Then there once was a porcupine who studied at school. He got help at CollegeClub.com. He was dead, but he wasn't no fool. Oh, he found those study aids, then they passed the breeze. Said he found those study aids, they made pass the breeze. They were passed, no, they don't pass. There was even an online virtual dissectable fraud. All right, thank you. Woo! Log on to CollegeClub.com for great study aids. CollegeClub.com, it's all you. It's all you.
Woo! If it's the study break you're looking for, go to CollegeClub.com for everything from live webcams to daily horoscopes. CollegeClub.com. It's all you.
I hate this, George.
Well, sir,
look, today's horoscope said my popularity would soar and that my magnetism towards the opposite sex would be irresistible.
And you're sitting here at White Castle having lunch with me just like you do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even brushed and flossed.
Well, you should start reading your Craverscope.
Craverscope?
Yeah, see, it's printed right here in the back of this cup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got 12 different signs and everything they say is absolutely true.
That's a lot of hooey.
Hooey? Okay, I know, Lenny, that your birthday makes you a craven eye.
A craven what?
Look, it says right here you like eating cheeseburgers upside down, your favorite dish is chicken rings, and your lucky number is 10.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Huh.
Nobody knows that. Hey, when does it say I'm going to be a rock star?
You're not.
Will I ever make out Miss Albuquerque?
No.
How about flying a space shuttle?
Not going to happen.
Well, what does it say?
It says you're going out with Sheila.
Sheila?
Yeah.
Is it too late to change my sign?
We see you getting a White Castle Craverscope cup free with any 32-ounce soft drink. Collect them all, but hurry while supplies last. White Castle. What you crave.
The last thing we want you to feel in our stores is intimidated. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds in Roseville and Bloomington, you'll see thousands of engagement and wedding rings all displayed in unlocked cases. You'll enjoy trying them on without a staff member anywhere near. It's the most casual and relaxing way you'll ever shop for a diamond. At Spence Diamonds, we're sure you'll find what you want no matter what your budget. Our diamond consultants have all been rigorously trained by the Gemological Institute of America. They know their stuff inside and out, and they're fun people. So browse around Spence Diamonds' open display cases. Then, when you want some answers, simply ask. You're only going to do this once, so why not make it a very unique, enjoyable diamond buying experience? Come see Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington and have a bit of fun with us.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Good radio.
Phone number.
He's rubbing off on you.
1-800-LVE-191. Forget about the fax number. That is Dr. Drew. I'm Adam Carolla. Scott and Robert are both here from Stone Temple Pilots. Four is the name of the CD. We got some, the tour starts on the 20th of May, and I have some concert dates. I can give some of you out there a heads up when they're coming to a city near you, but I want to just check these off with producer Ann and make sure I'm giving the right cities the right heads up, all right? So we'll get into that, and I'll give you guys a heads up next break. Sean?
Sean? Caller who goes by Sean.
Who is 25 years of age.
And sleeping.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's no fun unless they're snoring, though. All right, we'll put Sean back on hold and speak to Janice.
Oops. Oops. How'd I do that?
Jenna?
Hello?
You're 20. What's up?
I've had sex 528 times in the past 19 months, and I was...
Oh, my...
Well, wait a minute. Same person?
Yeah. With my boyfriend, fiancé, we're getting married in August.
Do you have some kind of little hat sheet or something? Like a device?
Yeah, it's like on your fighter plane. You mark them off every time you have a kill.
With the swastikas on the windshield.
Footballs on the helmet.
Yeah, hold on a second. I got something to say about that. I was talking about quicksand last night, what happened to quicksand. Scott was nice enough to bring up. But what happened to sticking stickers onto things and putting notches in things to signify things? Yeah. Like, right. Gunslingers from the Old West would put a notch on their holster and handle their
gun.
People
in prison would be knocking off the day.
Yeah, they do that, scratch it into the side of the wall, and then do the X thing for the 5 days. Fighter pilots would have the, Japanese rising sun flag or the swastika, whatever it was. Football players, it was very popular, especially in college and in high school. They'd put the sticker, the skull and crossbones or whatever, all over the side of the helmet. I think Michigan Wolverines used to do that.
Ohio State still does it, but I think they're like the only major team that still does that.
Yeah. Anderson said Willie Stargell, I think, used to do that. I think the Pittsburgh Pirates used to have something. There was this very hot trend, notches in the bedpost for every time you got laid. People don't keep tallies anymore, not in the form of stickers and notches. I'd like to see some of that coming back. True?
I would like that, too.
Yeah.
Not only that.
But, Jenna?
Yeah?
5/28 in what period of time?
19 months.
So what's 19 times 30?
That's about 600.
Year and a half.
About once a day, right?
Roughly.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Great.
That's great.
God bless you. So I'm not sure I understand the question.
And how do you tally it?
Like penetrative sex, like just you write it down. I also write down, like, if it's anywhere interesting.
Right. I understand.
You have a diary or something?
Yeah.
Well, it used to be. Now it looks like a phone book. Hey, but you know what's lovely about women? Guys, hold on 1 second, because I just need an amen here. Jenna's 20. Jenna, gets up to 1,300 times in as many days with a guy, chronicles each one of them in painstaking detail. They get engaged, but he ends up banging her best friend 6 months later. They break up. Somewhere down the line, you enter Jenna's life. Now you're dating Jenna. You're getting pretty serious. And it's that time in your life, you're starting to think about settling down, and Jenna goes away to Vegas for a weekend with four of her friends who are from Michigan where they grew up, and they're having girls' night, and you're alone in the place, and one night you're looking for
scissors.
You're looking for scissors, and out slides this lovely book. It's bound in leather, and you open it up, and the first page, number one. He banged me against the crapper in the downstairs crapper. Turn the page. By the time you get to, 1427, we screwed on the space shuttle. I mean, women love to chronicle this stuff, but what they don't realize is they then take all of this documentation into their next relationship, gather some more documents, move into a next one. I mean, she's 20. By the time she, settles in at 27 with some guy, this guy has, a dossier of her sexual encounters. It's like the Watergate hearings.
It does point out the difference between how men and women perceive that. And for women, it's like, those are episodes of romance, of connectedness. For men, I'm like, it's sex, Jack.
I know, but the next son of a bitch who has to get hold of that diary, though. All right, Jenna.
You want something even more entertaining?
Uh-oh.
Writing it down was his idea.
Oh, no.
You're not marrying him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, you better. That's it. And the day you guys divorce is the day you burn that.
Wait a minute. There's something diabolical in this.
Yeah. He writes it.
No, she has this dossier. And make sure guys come across it. They're going to be like, oh, no, I can't.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
God make you wear it around your neck. All right, Jenna, so you never stop having sex.
No.
Day number 45. He pulls out to get a drink of water and is back in 5 minutes. All right, so what's up?
Just wondering what the medical classification for a nymphomaniac was and how close I am to that.
Well, it's usually, it has nothing really to do with the frequency so much as the consequences of the behavior. In other words, if you're doing it in situations that are dangerous or potentially harmful, and or if there's progressivity, worsening of the intensity of the risk and the kinds of things that are happening as a result of the behavior, losing money.
What's up with this guy wanting it documented, though? That's strange.
Probably tiny little bit of obsessive compulsive.
Yeah.
She's pretty much of a perfectionist.
An accountant or something?
Creative writing major.
Mm,
poet, writer, yeah.
All right. So now does he ever criticize you for not writing with enough flair?
Actually, no. I was in debate in high school, and I can write just as well as he does.
Fantastic.
So what you guys are doing is performance art.
Yeah, you could call it that.
All right, Jenna.
All right, thanks. All right,
don't have any kids for a little while. You're both going to screw them up, okay?
Please.
Definitely would. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
These two are sane, but...
Barely.
Sort of,
he's,
yeah.
He's grading her paper, I think, is what is happening there.
Yeah, that is not the plan. The objective is to try to stick the paper together, not grade it.
Jeff. Matthew.
Matthew, yeah. What's hey. Up?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, well, my question is, I smoke weed every day.
No kidding.
Hold on, let me scrape Drew up off the carpet. He is flabbergasted.
Okay, I bet.
In all his years of training, he never has been fooled this way. All right, Matthew.
Yeah, but I was wondering, what is the effects of chronic bronchitis?
Chronic bronchitis is a routine complication of marijuana use. That's pretty much everybody gets that.
Baffled, aren't you?
Yeah, that's shocking.
Everybody gets it?
If you smoke a lot of pot, everybody. It's just sort of absolutely does that. It's a routine deal. But whether or not it causes emphysema is debate. Whether or not it causes lung cancer or heart disease, probably not. There's some concern about lung cancer. And then the overwhelming concern, obviously, is what it does to your brain.
Makes you pretty damn mellow, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, but, man, one positive thing is I hear that you can tend to get really good at video games.
Oh, yeah,
because you get locked in. You are the video game, that's why.
You're in it.
You don't have distractions like peripheral vision.
Really good
like
at remembering the Domino's pizza delivery number and stuff like that.
All right, hey, Matthew?
Yeah.
I know pot seems pretty harmless and pretty benign at this stage in your life, but it can ruin you, and it can screw you up.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You may be a good candidate for that.
It shrinks your brain, too.
Shrinks it?
Yes, it does,
in fact. There's good evidence, particularly the parts of the brain, in your age group, the right frontal lobe seems to be affected most, which is the one you're supposed to be using as you go through school.
But here's the good news. Your brain shrinks, but your breasts grow. So it does kind of even out.
That's true.
That's
what happened.
That's a bad hand. I mean,
so how old is he now? It's kind of like one of those little squeezy devices with the guys that be squeezing their eyeballs.
Yeah,
right.
squeeze the head. Boobs come flying out. Yeah, and the nuts suck up. Yeah.
So in 10 years, he'll be wearing a man's ear.
They do.
Drew, you ought to come up with a squeezy stoner doll.
Yes,
really,
Adam.
Drive the message home.
This is the best idea you've ever had. This is it.
It was yours, buddy. All right, we're going to take a little break. Stone Temple Pilots are here, and we'll be back after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Seven minutes. Well, it's
worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Groom. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Remember what college cost in the early 80s?
Tuition?
Yeah, books, typewriter, room and board.
Well, yeah, a bundle.
Was it worth it?
Well, of course. Every penny.
And get this. Now it's over twice what you paid.
Well, I don't have to worry about my kids' college bills for another 15 years.
Well, if costs keep hiking up and up, you'll be shelling out more in just 1 year for each of your children than you spent on yourself for all 4 years of college.
Ouch! So what do I do?
You better start saving today with U.S. Savings Bonds. They're easy to buy and afford and are guaranteed safe.
Mm-hmm.
And savings bonds earn a treasury-based rate of interest right from the start.
Wow. Where do I find them?
Most banks. Or ask your employer about the payroll savings plan.
But whatever you do,
start saving now, or you'll be...
Rooting for a scholarship?
Exactly.
Mommy, can I have a drink of water?
Remember the last time you changed your motor oil? You let it flow down a storm drain. It found its way into our waters. So did that paint you tossed in the garbage, as well as those fertilizers you might have used a few too many of. If you think your actions have no effect on our waters, think again.
Thank you, Mommy.
You can help preserve our waters, not only for your sake, but for hers. Recycle used motor oil. Dispose of paint and household toxins properly. Practice composting and use lawn and garden products sensibly. It's a small price to pay to preserve our greatest natural resource, and the reasons for doing so can be just as small.
Good night, Mommy.
Clean water. If we all do a little, we can do a lot. To find out how to help reclaim our waters, call 1-800-504-8484. That's 1-800-504-8484. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council, the Ad Council, and the EPA.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool, join the crowd, have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go, she's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets, put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Gee, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
McGruff here at the airport with some tips that can help make your traveling safer. Pardon me, sir.
Hmm? Hey, aren't you...
McGruff, the crime dog.
Yeah, I thought I recognized the pause.
Where do you keep your wallet?
My hip pocket.
Well, look over there at that man at the ticket counter.
So?
The guy behind him in line just bumped him.
Yeah?
And he could have picked his pocket while a man was talking to the ticket agent. Just like someone could have picked yours while you were looking over there.
Oh, gosh.
Put your wallet in your front pants pocket or your briefcase.
Yeah, really, sure.
Another thing, hold on to that laptop computer all the time. Don't put it down. It's too easy for someone to pick it up when you turn your head.
Ooh, hey, you know, you're just full of good advice. Thanks, McGrath.
You're welcome. Just remember, keep your wallet in a safe place. Never leave your bags or valuables unattended, even for a minute.
No.
Do that and you'll be helping
take a bite out of crime.
You got it.
Presenting Louis Anderson with an important announcement for Green Mill Restaurants.
This is Louis Anderson, and I just want to say that starting today, Green Mill will no longer be serving pizza. Oh, settle down. I was just kidding. I'm a kidder, you know. Besides, who would win all the awards for best pizza if Green Mill stopped making it? They'd probably cancel the awards altogether. Then I wouldn't get to make this really great acceptance speech I've been working on. On behalf of Green Mill, I'd like to thank my mom, the members of the Pizza Academy, my pal in the kitchen who always puts extra olives on for me, my wonderful sister for always letting me have the biggest slice, and oh, Wisconsin for all the great cheese.
Visit Green Mill for award-winning pizza performances daily. Sure to please even the toughest critic.
The person who invented pizza in the first place, and those cute little mushrooms and tomatoes. Boy, I'm getting hungry.
Alesis, American DJ, and JBL, DW, Sabian, Parker, Ramirez, and more. Through special arrangement with top manufacturers, Guitar Center is bringing you incredible savings and the financing deal of a lifetime. Starting this Friday, Guitar Center is making nothing but screaming deals all weekend long. We're smashing the price barrier on premium guitars. Choose from not one, but two DeArmond electric guitars for only $99 each. Name brand electric, just $99. For the first time ever, Roland keyboards now at a groundbreaking price of just $199. And use your Guitar Center credit card for no payment, no interest financing for a full year when you buy top gear from selected manufacturers. And this weekend, get $90 Pro microphones for just $19. That's nearly 80% off list. It's Guitar Center's screaming deals. Plus, no interest, no payment financing for a full year. Miss this 3-day event and you'll be the one screaming. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll free 877-MUSICIAN.
If you're planning to buy a new car anytime soon, then pay close attention to the following message. This weekend at your five Twin City Honda dealers, you'll find financing as low as 3.9% on Accords and 4.9% on Civics. 3.9% financing on Accords and 4.9% on Civics can dramatically reduce your monthly payments by $20, $30, $40 a month or more. And your five Twin Cities Honda dealers have over 1,000 Accords and Civics to choose from with this low financing. Hondas are known for safety, reliability, and the highest resale values. And right now, one more feature sure to appeal to every driver, 3.9% financing on Accords and 4.9% on Civics. This weekend, you'll also find financing as low as 4.9% on 2,000 Passports, as well as savings on all used Hondas. So if you're planning to buy a new car anytime soon, then plan to visit Brookdale Honda, Ritty Luther's Hopkins Honda, Richfield Bloomington Honda, Berkeley Honda in White Bear, or Burnsville Honda. Honda. Reliable cars from reliable people.
Attention, electricians. The National Electrical Contractor Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 292, are in need of Minnesota licensed electricians for immediate work in the metropolitan area. We are offering a $100 gift certificate to Gander Mountain to anyone who is licensed in the state and not currently an IBEW member. All you have to do is contact the IBEW office and say that you heard this ad, set up a 30-minute appointment with any local 292 organizer, and listen to how becoming an IBEW member can improve your life. We offer the highest wage and fringe benefit package to all of our members performing residential, commercial, and industrial wiring. Now we are willing to buy your Gander Mountain hunting, fishing, or camping supplies just to explain the opportunities that await you as an IBEW electrician. To receive your Gander Mountain gift certificate, call 800-337-8310 to make an appointment to meet with an IBEW representative. IBEW Local 292 is 97 years old. It worked then, and it works for you now.
Right now, there's a place in Chicago where life stories are written. On six-string guitars. Right now, you could be riding a Mississippi paddle boat straight into the 19th century. Right now, extraordinary things are possible right here in Illinois. You can stroll through the Anderson Japanese Gardens in Rockford, home to over 7 acres of waterfalls and stone pagodas. Or take a walk on the wild side. In Peoria's Wildlife Prairie Park, you'll find these discoveries and hundreds more like them in the new Illinois Weekend Adventure Guide. Just call 1-800-2-CONNECT or visit our website at enjoyillinois.com. Maybe we can help you discover the ancient Cahokia Mounds, a place that marches to the beat of a very different drummer. Call 1-800-2-CONNECT. Order your free Weekend Adventure Guide and see all there is to see. Right here, right now, in Illinois.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad. I'm
okay. Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback to 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Scott Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105.
Zone 105. KZN on Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Kroll. That is Dr. Drew.
A lot better.
Just talking about it. Yeah.
Scott Weiland is here. Robert DeLeo.
She hates you and hates her pregnancy. You did this to her.
Stone Temple.
Come again.
Pilots are the name of the band. Number 4 is the name of the CD. Drew just says sorry to Doran Robert, but that's all right. He's in and getting seated, and we'll start the second half of the fabulous program. We're going to hear something from number 4, Stone Temple Pilots CD, coming up real shortly. And, oh, man, I got a lot of concert dates. We'll put it this way. If you live in the United States, they're coming. They're coming to your town or neighboring town in the next few months. And out with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who, well, let's see. I don't know if I've met everyone from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Seem, there's a band that's had a few ups and a few downs. And
Fishbone, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Fishbone is actually...
They're doing the first leg. We're doing two legs with the Peppers. And then on the first leg, the Fishbone are opening the show.
Yeah, Fishbone's a real fun, good band that's been around for maybe as long as the Peppers?
Yeah, they have. Both. I think
longer.
Maybe longer? Both groups pretty much started, I think, in the early 80s. I believe the Chili Peppers' first record came out in 1983 or 81.
I think it was 81.
Yeah, the first one came out in 81, the second one came out in 83.
And Fishbone has been sort of, I'm trying to figure out a way to put this without sounding like a slight against the band, but they've pretty much just been doing their thing. Never really peaked, never really bottomed, always had a strong fan base. People who know music know who they are, but never really...
There's just from meeting those guys. There's serious, serious musical integrity.
Yeah.
On all their, you know, on everyone's behalf.
You know,
and Angela writes a lot of poetry, too.
Yeah,
he does. Right. I think, unfortunately, the problem, and it's a similar problem that's existed within rock and roll since the beginning of rock and roll, is that these are guys who play, you know, they're known for, like, their ska show. And I think that it's a lot easier for record corporations to sell a ska band where they're filled with good-looking white guys in suits.
Interesting.
And you know, you have guys that are not white guys, and they have been doing that form of music, this new ska. They're the purveyors and the pioneers of that, and because they're not white, the record companies don't have a harder time selling that.
Well, you know what?
You know, it's same thing with the Elvis story, you know?
Angelo is, they're so real, it's harsh.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have that sort of mainstream appeal.
Yeah, they're confrontational.
He did a webcast with me at DrDrew.com, and we have a speaker to the street. People gather out and watch his webcast we do. And he read a poem, and it was amazing. But it was so harsh, we got in trouble with the Pasadena Police Department.
Really?
It was like, it was great, artistic, wonderful poem. Mm. But it was harsh.
You know, it's amazing to me, though. How do you keep up that level of intensity for 20 years? You know what I mean? I mean, I understand when you're 19 and you're angry at the world and you got testosterone coursing through your veins. But, I mean, I can tell you personally the difference between 35 and 19 is I go home and wait to die every night. I hope to die. I sleep my fingers crossed. I have to wake up dead so I don't have to go leave the house the next day. And I don't know, I could not get up on stage, do the tour, you know, have that kind of fire in my belly that these guys have each and every night. But the point is if you go out and see them in concert, you'll be the recipient of that that unextinguishable fire that burns and deep in the heart of the belly of Fishbone and Stone Temple Pilots and Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was a smooth transition. Matt?
Hey.
You're 22. What's up?
Hey, I'm a huge STP fan.
Thank you.
Scott, I love you. You're the greatest. I already got my tickets for your sax show.
My sex show?
Your Sacramento show.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think it's for my sex show. I haven't gone on sale yet.
Damn.
You're gay.
My favorite song is that Adhesive off Tiny Music, and I was just going to see if you can tell me a little bit about the history of that. And did you guys do that live? Or
you know what? That song is probably one of our favorite songs, too. Definitely off of Tiny Music. And the odd thing is that that's probably the only song that we have never fully performed live.
That was kind of tough to tackle.
Yeah, it was kind of a song that we just approached in the studio, I don't know. I don't know really how we would pull that off. But then again, we thought that help me out with this one. The one we just recently started doing.
Kitchenware
and candy bars, but we found a way to do that live. Lyrically, the song is sort of about my life at the time. I was really struggling very hard with drug addiction, and we were being pushed very hard to do a lot of work and to do a lot of touring. And at that time, I sort of felt like. Well, there's a line that sort of sums it up. It says, Selma Records, if I'm dead, Purple Flowers once again, hope it's sooner, hope it's near, corporate records fiscal year. That's kind of, I don't know, in a nutshell what those words sort of were to me.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
When they get to Sacramento, which, by the way, is going to be on the 9th of September, I believe.
September, what?
They'll be there June 10th.
Oh, June 10th? What'd I do? I missed that one? Well, the point is when they do come there,
yep,
they're not going to play that song. All right?
Okay. I love the rest of them, too. So
good. Awesome. They'll play those.
Asshole. Okay.
Katie?
Yes?
What's up?
Hello. First of all, I'd like to say I love the show. And, Adam, you kind of come across, you know, sometimes as being crass or whatever.
No.
I know that's hard to believe, but you're not fooling me. I know that I think you're just really sensitive, and you give great advice to people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pulled the wool over this young lady's eyes.
But anyways, my question is, I was curious if it's possible for a condom to leak Even if it doesn't break
yes.
to the bottom?
Absolutely. Probably to the base, like where it sort of... Yeah, that is one of the areas of concern. If it slips or... If it
you mean down, seepage around the...
The base, around where it's supposed to be. That's why you got to roll it all the way down.
That's a bad sign.
And they can leak out the tip without having an actual break, too. That's another way they fail.
Or if you have a member the size of Robert's, then they just tend to bust on you.
Yeah, no, it didn't break, but I had sex with my boyfriend today, and it just kind of felt, after he had an orgasm, like it leaked at the bottom.
Yeah, I can.
And I wasn't sure if I should be concerned about, because I believe it's kind of around when I'm ovulating also.
Now you ought to take that morning after pill if you have any concern at all.
Okay.
Really.
But how often does one, would one leak, I mean, without breaking?
I don't
know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound that likely.
You know what? It's not that likely, but she has a concern about it.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Don't want to be the person.
Take that morning after pill. Yeah. Why not?
You know, I when I was in the L.A. County Jail, in the drug program, every month you had an AIDS class, you know, and they gave us this sheet of paper at the end of the class, and it had all the main condom brands. And then it broke them down into their percentage of effectiveness, and it's pretty amazing that some of the main brands are only like around like 55-60% to 70% effective. Mm-hmm. Even like Trojan, the ones that were up in the 90 were I can't remember the name of the one. But
it used to be Ramsey.
Yeah, I think it was her.
Direct.
I think those ones were a couple of the. But there was a lot of the ones that people use all the time. They were the percentage wasn't really all that effective.
Wouldn't that be the thrust of your advertising campaign if you really? Were
yeah.
amongst the higher ones up there? I mean, they're always doing these things where. You know,
what if I did a survey?
Yeah, I mean, if I got a condom company and I'm in the 90% effectiveness percentile and that my competitors are down in the 60s, that's the first thing I'm bringing up. I mean, that is the paramount issue. I never see them, they never seem to bring that up. They never slam the other ones. You know how, like, Pepsi always slams Coke, or Coke will slam Pepsi, you know, when they're doing advertising. You never hear Ramsay slamming Trojan or Trojan slamming Chic or, you know.
I think it's like not the effectiveness that sells condoms, it's the sensitivity.
I guess that's
you know
that's
why I don't think it's a problem? I think each of these companies makes so many different brands, they probably also have some of the lesser effective ones.
Brought to you by Westwood One and Trojan, America's number one condom, trusted for over 80 years.
That's right, but not the same condom. You got to get a new one every 65 years, right? Is that true, Drew? Emil?
48.
Emil?
Emil.
Okay.
Email?
Just listen. Listen, Emil, if someone calls you Emil, answer, right?
Yeah.
All right. What's up?
I got a problem with violence, especially towards my girlfriend.
Jesus. Girl, a mental note. Don't make fun of guys' names that have problems with violence. There's a voice that sounds like Paul Bunyan in James Earl Jones.
Sorry.
That's all right. Now, don't ever apologize. That's fine. Everything you do is golden around here. Well, what are you doing?
Well... I mean, I lose my temper a lot. I mean, I don't mean to. I mean, I do. I feel bad about it.
And what do you do? What's the worst you've done?
I broke someone's neck once.
Well, that's not so bad. Yeah, I'm sure they had it coming. Was this a girlfriend or just some guy?
Oh, this is someone I was locked up with.
Okay. Watch the door, would you? And what were you locked up for?
Salt.
I see. Salt. All right, so you have a history of violence then, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you'd like to stop that?
Yeah.
And someone was violent with you when you were growing up?
Sure.
Yeah, a little bit. We all have a little violence, you know.
No, not everyone does. And it's what causes kids to... It's like taking a puppy and beating the crap out of it. Are you surprised that dog wants to bite everybody that comes around? No, of course not. Somehow we miss that in humans.
Right. All right, so you've been incarcerated. You're out now, but you still have some of the same tendencies.
Have you been on medication?
No.
Has anybody ever suggested that to you?
They suggested it for my parole. But my whole thing is about my girlfriend. I mean, I just one of these days I'm going to hurt her, and I really don't want to, and I really love her.
All right, well, the whole thing's not about your girlfriend. The whole thing's really about you. And you know what? I can say this. You know, I have a problem with drugs and alcohol. You know, I've also been incarcerated, too.
Yeah.
But, you know what? If the problem's not with, like, your girlfriend or your brother or your best friend, the problem really is kind of like, if you don't want to, if you want to stop acting that way and you feel really bad about it and it's affecting the relationships in your life, you really need to do kind of what Drew said and go talk to a professional, man, because it's something a lot of people suffer from, and there are people that can help you with that problem, and it will improve the quality of your life. And part of it might be that you might need to take some kind of medication to take the edge off your temper.
Take the edge off, or to help contain in those situations where it seems to get out of control. It's a biological process, and there are things that can just sort of keep a lid on it for you.
Isn't Tegretol a drug people use for that a lot?
Anti-epileptic medication.
How's your relationship?
Could be something.
How's your relationship with your mom?
My mom is dead.
When did she die? How old were you?
Oh, she died about 8 years ago.
Hmm. Was she an addict?
Excuse me?
Was she an addict, alcoholic?
An alcoholic. She died. She fell down the steps and broke her neck in four places.
Do you look at your girlfriend like it might be a memory of your mom? Did you have a bad relationship with your mom?
Well, you may have struck a nerve there. Hey, I don't want to mispronounce his name again.
Hamill?
I'll tell you, the neck breaking seems to be a theme that follows him around. It's not the kind of guy you want to go camping with. It's like, well, that's four people I went camping with. They went home in body bags. Don't ever make that sound, Anderson.
Yeah.
It drives me. It hurts.
An awful sound.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings, that sound. It just hurts.
Riding on a fork, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just something. It's been a big ball of foil or something. All right, listen. All of you who are angry and are prone to violence and aren't currently committing an act of violence and are calm and are aware you have a problem, now's the time to deal with it. Not when you're getting violent, because you'll see red. And you'll wake up in prison for 100 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody, you really listen. Hey, here's a good point. If you're a violent person and you're prone to violence and you have a history of violence, and you're having a calm moment and you're aware of your problem, think about your next potential victim. For just a second, think about the guy who cuts you off on the freeway. You take a tire iron to his head. Think about your next girlfriend. Think about your kid. Think about your brother or sister, whoever it is. Whoever it is you smack next, or you injure or shoot or stab next. Think about that potential person and get some help now, and think about yourself. Because who, you know, why the hell do you want to go to prison for doing something that you didn't even want to do?
Mm.
I mean, a week later or an hour later. Tricia?
Yes.
You're 25.
Correct.
What's up?
I had a comment for STP, and I had to say that I'm really nervous too. The solo album of his, I wanted to know if he's going to perform any of the songs in the solo album he did on a tour.
Scott?
No, those songs were you know, very important, you know, very important to me, but that was that's a whole different thing, just like, you know, the record that those guys made, the talk show record, is those songs are important to them, but that's not STP. So, no, we won't be doing that. And it's not to say that we don't love those songs that we did on those two respective records, because they're, you know, they chronicle times in our own lives. But, you know, the four of us make STP, and the songs that we will perform are the songs that the four of us have recorded together as a group.
Well, it's a great album.
Thank you very much.
I got so many people, my friends of mine, just to buy it, because it's a wonderful album. And I'm a big, big fan. I'm so excited. I'm nervous to talk to you tonight. And I also have a comment. Adam mentioned earlier how when some guys get intoxicated, they mark their territory by urinating, like, on anything available.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about 19 years old, I went to a party.
Yeah.
And I woke about 2 or 3 in the morning and wandered out to the left, because at my home, that's where the bathroom is at. Well, at this apartment, that's where the outdoor patio was at. And I went outside and pulled my pants down and urinated on the lawn furniture.
Well, that's refreshing to hear a woman doing that.
Yeah, and I woke up the next morning.
Where'd you go to finishing school again? I missed that.
On that?
I'm working on that.
I see.
I went to, and the next morning we went outside to smoke, and the girl walks in, one of the girls at the party, and she says, did it rain last night?
Yikes.
And if it did rain, we're moving, because that smells like urine.
When did you realize it was what you had done?
We're going to Canada.
I pretty much realized it as soon as I finished doing it. But I didn't really care too much about it at that point. I was probably pretty...
But you have the soul of a man, Tricia. I can hear that. And a mad scientist laugh.
But I'm a woman, but I'm a huge fan of the Man Show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, God bless you.
I report it for my friends who don't have cable.
This is the woman that's a fan of the Man Show.
Wow.
Yeah. She gets loaded and pees on things.
You're in her some lawn furniture.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Tricia.
I'm quite the catch, I bet.
You know, in many ways, I'm sure.
I just want to say I love you.
Especially if you're another woman. All right. Who likes women.
Can I say a real quick hi to the Glendale Rec in Phoenix, or in Glendale, Arizona?
No.
We listen to you every night. Everyone there listens to you guys, and we all just love it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Again.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Anderson. Yeah, what is Jesse Ventura, who brought that up earlier? Let's see what he had to say about the Man Show.
On television, the Man Show. Oh, the best.
If you can take it,
what is it?
It's
the Man Show.
That's what I love about that Jesse Ventura. I'm going to Minnesota and voting for him next election. All right. Should we hear something from Stone Temple Pilots?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Off of number four, the CD currently out. This one is called Down.
through. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
To make this commercial more believable, I'm joined today by several real, I stress real, Geico Auto Insurance customers. Warren Foster, Karen Ellis, and Robin Kaspar. I wish we had time to talk, but this is a 30-second radio commercial. So, people, if you saved money with Geico, just nod your heads. And they're nodding. You could join the millions who nod, too. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Saturday, 1400 hours, Army Reserve exercise. Your unit must locate a new water supply for a small town. In under 2 hours, water from a lake is treated and made safe to drink. On Saturday, you learn to handle pressure in the Army Reserve. So on Monday, it's easy back at college to handle a certain biology professor.
Your answer, please, Miss Perez. The class is waiting.
Plasma, sir.
Excellent.
Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Earn money for college. Visit the Army Reserve at GoArmyReserve.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Hi, I'm Serenity, and these are my friends, Misty and Stephanie.
You know, a lot of things happen to us every day that we have no control over.
But HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases aren't things that just happen to you. You do have a choice.
You can choose to use a condom, have safe sex, and take control of your life.
Asking for a condom isn't stupid. It's smart. It shows that you care about yourself and your partner.
You can do something about sexually transmitted diseases.
Use a condom.
Every partner.
Every time.
We do.
A message brought to you by Wicked Pictures and AIDS Project Los Angeles.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool, join the crowd, have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go, she's no fun.
Make the right choice, don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Somewhere in our community is a mother whose drug abuse once left her unable to care for her kids. There's a father, too, whose alcohol use drove his wife and children away. There's a boyfriend whose drug use frightened his girlfriend into giving him an ultimatum: get help or I'm gone. Help is available. It's in the form of treatment programs for drug abuse and alcohol problems. And the good news is that these programs are making a big difference in people's lives. With proper treatment, mothers and fathers, sweethearts and co-workers, friends and neighbors are overcoming drug and alcohol problems and reclaiming their lives. Isn't it great that treatment works? To find out about drug and alcohol treatment programs that can help, call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. There is help, and it works. A public service of this station and the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, obsessive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Yamaha Watercraft and your local Yamaha Watercraft dealers are giving you a place to play and